the latest buzz on Netflix, Apple TV, Amazon Prime, and more.
Starting off the hour with highlighting the latest releases of what's out in theaters. So for the moviegoers, the cinema lovers, let's begin. Starting off with, I would say, the biggest highlight for this month is Dune Part 2, which is still out in theaters. This is the second installment to the sci-fi epic film series directed by Denis Villeneuve, a well-known director for making some big sci-fi movies such as The Arrivals, my personal favorite being Blade Runner 2049, and he really does a phenomenal job with this film. I've reviewed it a while back. I gave it a 9 out of 10. This is probably one of the better films of this year, and it's probably going to be up there until the end. Hopefully we'll even see Oscar nominations. It might win awards. I'll just put it that way. Dune Part 2 is phenomenal, and would recommend, if you're going to, before you watch this film in theaters, to check out Dune Part 1, get sort of familiarized with the setup, the world building, the characters, and where this climactic crescendo of a space opera will lead itself to. But I would say, at the center of it all is a really phenomenal storyline with a character who honestly is probably the most polarizing character I've seen in recent films. Really great stuff. Check it out. Dune Part 2 is now out in theaters. But the rest of the month, honestly, is pretty slow. There hasn't been any big movie, new big movie releases anytime soon, but I'll go through what we have that is worth checking out. We have from Illumination Studios, the studio behind the Minions. This is their latest animated film, Migration. And it's about a family of ducks who were hoping to migrate to a more quieter place, but only find themselves in probably the most busiest cities in the world, which is New York City. So as they're trying to traverse that difficult landscape and also trying to keep their family safe, and they go through all sorts of shenanigans. It's a family-friendly type of movie that's worth checking out, definitely for the kids. It's called Migration, and it's now out in theaters. We still have Sony's Spider-Man spinoff, Madam Web, in theaters, and this movie already has been in the ringer by critics worldwide. And the general consensus is that this is a terrible movie, but terrible in the sense where it's so bad, it's good. And if there is some entertainment value in watching bad movies, because you get to see how not to make a movie. And Madam Web is exactly that type of film. And if you're down for it, if you're just down for, a very cringy, funny chuckle experience in the theaters, then check out Madam Web. It's now out in theaters. There's still also the action flick The Beekeeper, starring Jason Statham. I've talked about this numerous times throughout the earlier weeks. Won't say too much about it. Just a solid action flick with Jason Statham at the center of it. Check it out. This is Beekeeper, and it's now out in theaters. We still also have Wonka. This is the, you could say, spiritual successor and a bit of an origin story, reboot slash prequel that talks about the early days of Willy Wonka and how he becomes the famous chocolatier and how he builds his chocolate factory. And if you're someone who loves Roald Dahl movies or even the books, then you'll definitely love this latest adaptation, which is now out in theaters. And those really are the latest releases of movies that are out right now in cinema. If I missed out on anything, or if there's something you're checking out in theaters, do text me and join in the conversation at 4215. It's Lothar Du. Let's take a short break, and coming up next, we're going to be highlighting the latest releases of what's out on streaming. So Netflix, Disney Plus, Apple Plus, whatever it is, I got you covered right here on the Evening Buzz. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
So right before the break, I was highlighting the latest releases of what's out in theaters, and now we're going to highlight the latest releases of what's out on streaming. So Netflix, Amazon Prime, Apple TV Plus. I'll try to cover as much as I can. And if you have something that you're binge watching this week, do text me and join the conversation. Text me at 4215. It's luck or do. Starting off with Disney Plus, this is still an ongoing series, and it's shaping up to be really probably one of the better shows this year. This is Shogun, and this is an adaptation that actually was made by FX or Fox, which was acquired by Disney many years ago. But basically, it tells the story of an English sailor named John Blackthrone, who is trapped in Japan during the late 16th century. And it also follows John's closest companion, Toda Mariko, as well as their mutual master, Lord Yoshi Lord Yoshi Toranaga. And basically, for John, the choice is simple. He has to adapt or die. But things are a lot more complicated in feudal Japan, where war and much politics is taking place. And a fish out of water story for an English sailor in a world in the world of feudal Japan. A lot of drama, a lot of politics. And word of mouth for this show has been pretty positive. People have been saying Shogun is a great show. If you're looking for, and I hate to say this, but if you're looking for like just a high production drama series. So yeah, Shogun now out on Disney Plus. Then we have, this is honestly a huge surprise from Disney Plus, the X-Men 1977. Basically, there was a really old show in the 90s called X-Men, and people, fans of those shows look fondly at that old classic cartoon that is long and gone. But Disney Plus has done something here where they're literally continuing right after the events of that 1997 series. And it's basically the X-Men face dangerous new challenges following the loss of their leader, Professor Xavier, who had been taken away by an antagonist. Won't say too much about that. And what's really great about the show is it really sticks to the animation style of the 90s cartoon series. And I'll be honest, when I've seen a few episodes, and for me personally, I feel Disney should make more of these. I feel like, especially when it comes to Marvel comics, this is the route they need to go for. Adapt more stuff in animation for Marvel, I think it's the right choice. So yeah, X-Men 1997, now out on Disney Plus. Then we have on Netflix, this is called The Three-Body Problem. Now this is actually produced by the showrunners, the same showrunners who worked on the Game of Thrones series back on HBO. And this is a long time coming. This is apparently a very popular sci-fi book series under the same name. And basically the setup is, this is a book trilogy, and this 8-episode narrative jumps back and forth through time to explore how a fateful decision in the 1960s China echoes across the decades to impact a group of scientists and humankind as a whole in 2024. This idea, and what's really great about it, is that it's more than just a sci-fi. This is a sci-fi mystery. Something happened many decades ago, and a ominous force of nature is coming to rise, and it's something that could threaten all of humanity. And this is what's really great about the series, is that it's steeped with mystery. You're acting like not only as a viewer, but almost a detective trying to deduce, you know, the little pieces and hints to what is out there and what is threatening the characters of the story. So if you're interested in this, the sci-fi mystery drama, The Three-Body Problem, is now out on Netflix. And then we have a sports drama, and this one's called The Beautiful Game. It tells the story of a manager for an English for England's homeless football team as he takes his players to Rome with the hopes of being crowned champions of the Homeless World Cup. And at the last minute, he decides to bring with him a very talented striker, a player who could give him a real chance at winning, but only if he's ready to let go of his past and become part of the team. For someone who loves those sort of inspirational, motivational sports drama, then check out The Beautiful Game, and that's now out on Netflix. And those are the latest releases of what's out on streaming. If I missed out on anything, do let me know. Text me at 4215. It's Lauter Do. Would love to hear from you. Let's take a short break, and coming up next, we're going to be highlighting the latest releases of video games for this week. Super excited for this, so be sure to tune in for that and so much more right here on the Evening Buzz.
Pulse 95.
So we spent this past hour highlighting the latest releases of what's out in theaters and streaming for this week, and now we get to our last segment, highlighting the latest releases of video games for this week. Starting off with Bears in Space. This is a special highlight because it's a very small game. People don't know about this, but it was mentioned to me by a friend of mine who knew that I love games that have a sense of humor, that are deliberately trying to be comedic and self-aware and, you know, something like that. So he recommended this. This is Bears in Space. This is a action-adventure bullet hell shooter, and basically you are trying to destroy these oil-hungry robots in space while also trying to go on this comical interstellar journey and at the same time navigate your way back to Earth and perhaps rescue your crew in the process. This is available right now on PC, and if you're someone who's played games like High in Life or Accounting Plus or Trevor Saves the World, you like that sort of intentionally comedic adventure game, then check out Bears in Space. Again, now out on PC. And then we have ourselves the big game of this month, and this is from Capcom. Dragon's Dogma 2 is an immersive single-player narrative-driven action RPG that offers players a wealth of choices to tailor their experience, from customizing the appearance of their chosen Arisen, which is the name given to the hero of the story, and to everything from selecting your vocation and your companions. And basically, your choices will shape the journey that you take upon this expansive fantasy world, everything from exploration to adventure, going out and facing against some of the strongest enemies. But your main goal is to basically take back the heart that was stolen from an ancient dragon. Really cool stuff. So if you're someone who really craves that, you know, epic fantasy experience, then check out Dragon's Dogma 2, which is now out on PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X. But here's another one that came out as well, but this one takes place in feudal Japan during the 19th century. It's called The Rise of the Ronin, and this is a combat focused open world action RPG that again takes place in Japan at a time of great change, and set in the late 19th century as Japan is facing the darkest of its time, struggling through all things like oppressive leaders and deadly diseases, while also a Western influence. You get to play as a Ronin, who basically is a warrior bound to no master and free to make choices of their own. And really interesting. It's got great combat action with katanas and the likes, with new firearm weaponry that depicts the unique personality of its time period. And if you're someone who loves to immerse themselves in a historically inspired open world game, then check out Rise of the Ronin, which is now out exclusively on the PlayStation 5. And then we have another, this game has been out for some time, almost 2 years, but it's just made its way to PC. And if you're someone who was waiting for this game to come out, this is Horizon Forbidden West Complete Edition, now out on PC. This was a PlayStation exclusive and a direct sequel to Horizon Forbidden West, Horizon Zero Dawn. done. And this was developed by Guerrilla Games, a really popular first-party studio from PlayStation that has made big games like the Killzone series. But this is set in the future, where it's apparently supposed to be like a post-apocalyptic premise, and you know, where men are no longer top of the food chain, but it's actually robots. And so you play as Aloy, and you're trying to understand why has this happened, where, and the mystery of the past, and perhaps the fate of the future for herself and humanity as well. So if you're down for it, check it out. This is Horizon Forbidden West, an action adventure open world game, now out on PC. And those are the latest releases of movies, shows, and video games for this week. If I missed out on anything, don't worry, I'll try to cover as much as I can next week right here on the Evening Buzz. But that pretty much wraps it up for this hour. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll see you guys tomorrow from 8 till 9 p.m. keeping you guys busy and entertained all throughout the week and shift, only here on Pulse 95. This is Mikhail Atiyah signing out. Have a good one.
If you liked this episode of The Evening Buzz, drop a like and subscribe. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for all our daily updates and top stories.